Yo, anybody who knows me knows what my motto is, man. Anybody who knows me really knows my motto in life. Just only play DJ Premier Beats at my funeral. You know who it is, man. It's your boy Elliot from Boston. Episode 4 of Season 2 of the EFB podcast, man. We in here chilling. What we saw last night was crazy, man. What we saw last night was one of the high points of you know, what we call these quarantine times right now. But before we get into all that, we're going to ride out to my boy Superstar Snuck's new joint, Doc Antle. If you don't know who Doc Antle is, man, go peep Tiger King. And I'm not going to sit here and give Tiger King a glowing review because, by all means, I really didn't watch it because I had any interest in the story of Joe Exotic. Anytime people mess with, like, big animals like this, like wild animals, I watch to see how close these people are going to come to getting, like, mauled. You know what I'm saying? Because these animals, they're wild animals, man. You know that old Chris Rock joke? The tiger went tiger. You know when they talk about the tiger who attacked the person? These animals are in cages, man. They're locked up. And when they show the clips of them coming close to, you know, gnawing off a foot or, you know, in one case, it took a lady's arm off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what I watch for, man, to see how close these people are going to get to taming these big animals. You know what I'm saying? But that's, you know, that's a story behind Tiger King for me. You know, as you hear the Ten Crack Commandments beat in the background. For tonight, man, we just rocked Doc Antle by Superstar Snuck. You can catch that on all streaming platforms right now. Go follow Snuck at Superstar Snuck on Instagram and Twitter. And then follow the Stuck on Stuff podcast that he did with Stiz Grimy, man. Those are two of the homies, big homies. I really appreciate them. But, you know, for the rest of the podcast, we're going to play just DJ Premier Beats. And I talked to you about Tiger King. If you want to watch it, go watch it. It's definitely weird. It's worth the watch. It's a weird time. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's something that I was like, oh shit, this is dope. Like, nah, man, it's just like some sketchy, crazy shit. I won't spoil it for nobody. But last night, you know, we had, DJ Premier, and the RZA, go track for track, 20 joints each. And, man, we got a treat, man. As hip hop heads, we got a treat. Because you take for granted just all the classics and all the heavy hitters that have blessed beats, with the RZA and with DJ Premier, man. You just, you know, when they were going bomb for bomb, man, it's like, really, it's like nobody lost. I won that battle because I was able to sit there and witness two greats bless us with music that they've created, man. So it was a good time. We're gonna break that down a little bit. I'm gonna call some heads and see what they feel about the live battle. I'm gonna call them and see if I can get them on air, you know, and just try to get some reactions from people who was in that room yesterday, you know, because it was Stiz Grimy. You are live on the EFB podcast, man. How you doing?
Oh, shit, Sean. I'm all right, man. What's going on with you?
Yo, how hype were you for the battle between RZA and Premier?
It's going to be real dope. I mean, are we pretending that a timeline is different right now, or...
Nah, man. This is reaction. We're as Joe Budden says, react. It happened.
Yeah, it happened. So it already happened. I was really excited for it. This is probably one of the ones that I was mostly anticipating, and it didn't fail to deliver. That's for sure. I think a lot of people underestimated RZA, myself included.
I'm one of them. I was talking gang of shit all week. Like, yo, y'all think RZA got a chance? It's primo over everybody, and I, on your show, the Stuck on Stuff podcast that you can find everywhere, I told y'all a personal story about how I said, you know, only play DJ Premier Beats at my funeral, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, you know, Premier is one of those guys for me that, he's I would probably be starstruck if I haven't met him. You know what I'm saying? So I went into this one really invested. And early on, I'm like, yo, I don't think Primo's winning right now.
Yeah, I saw a great tweet. Forgive me because I like to give credit where credit's due, but I forget who said it. But I saw a great tweet, and it was like, tonight's battle shows you the importance of song selection.
Yeah.
And some people were saying that maybe the way, you know, the songs that Primo chose to play when he played them first, you know, RZA playing the songs that he played when he played them made a big difference. And I don't totally disagree with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think it's hard to say that Primo went into his bag a little too late because he started with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like it's really hard to say like, oh, he waited best for last when the first joint he played was Hov. You know what I'm saying? So like you can't really fault him, but at the end, you know, like I said before I called you, at the end of the day, we won that battle cuz as hip-hop heads, you know, we saw two, you know, of some people's top three producers of all time go head to head, giving each other props, showing each other love, and at the end of the day, like, nobody lost that shit. We won that shit as hip hop heads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was definitely legendary, and I'm very happy that these type of things are going on while we're in quarantine like this. You know, I remember it started, I think it was like maybe a year ago, when Just Blaze battled Swiss Beats.
Yeah.
And Ebro filmed it on IG Live. I believe that was like the first one of this type of event.
Mm-hmm.
But to see people like relying on it and doing it and kind of like taking it further during this quarantine has been super, super amazing. You know, whether it was Neo and Jonte Austin or Hit-Boy and Boy Wonder. Like, it's been super, super dope. You know, I was looking at the playlist, thank you to you. You hit us off with the playlist from the battle last night of RZA and Premier. Yo, RZA played, out of the first 20 records he played, only one of those records was from someone outside of the Wu-Tang, and that was Long Kiss Goodnight from Biggie.
And
every other record was Wu-Tang.
It's an in-house joint, yeah, man. It's like, you know, you look at some of these camps, and one thing that we're not seeing a lot of right now is that camp that has a couple spitters, an in-house producer, and its own, you know, its own team. You know what I'm saying? Look at this.
Yeah.
I got Easy Money calling me too. I'm talking to the whole gang tonight. But you know, you look at those old crews like Cash Money that had the Hot Boys and Manny Fresh, you know, and you know, groups that had a built-in producer. You know, like Gangstar, RIP, Guru with Premier itself, you know what I mean? And you really, now it's a big collaboration between a lot of people, but, to see, you know, Premier play joints with like Royce da 5'9", Biggie, Jay-Z, Gangstar, MOP, and really like, you know, Nas, and really going to his bag of artists that he's collaborated with, you know, RZA's like, yo, I'm just gonna play my team, and that's it. And his team is just, you know, one of the most legendary rap groups of all time, if not the most legendary rap group of all time. So like, to see how many classics RZA dropped on there from all his, you know, Raekwon joints, you know, all the joints off the Wu albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was wild, bro. And there was still
a few groups that RZA didn't play that I thought like were fucking smashes. Like, I mean, bro, like anything off of like the Wu-Tang Forever album, like Reunited, he didn't play Canopy, that was also different than. There was a few joints that I thought he was gonna play for sure that he didn't. He didn't even play Cream or Triumph until after the 2020
exactly.
record mark.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy. And those two unreleased joints that he was playing, the one joint from Joey Badass, and then another joint, I forget the kid's name, but this kid from Chicago, were fucking dope, bro.
Yeah.
Were super, super dope. So I can't wait till those come out.
Who do you want to see next? Because my hope is that we get, you know, an Alchemist and Static Selecta battle. You know, I know somebody tweeted the other day, you know, let's get a Mike Will Made It and a Sledrin battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's two, Who are two that you would want to see go head to head right now?
I think I'd like to see like Jermaine Dupri and Puff.
Okay.
Because those two dudes have their fingers in so many records, so many smash records, that I think that would be a crazy battle.
Yeah, because Diddy can go, he can go Biggie, he can go all the No Way Out joints, he can go Mace, he can go R&B. Same with Jermaine, Jermaine can go Usher, he can go Bow Wow. He can go to Brat, Welcome to Atlanta is an anthem that it's never gonna die itself, So he can into his own bag, that's when you talk about heavy hitters. I mean, last night, we topped 200,000, in that room. And I'm gonna say we because we were one of those 200,000,
That's the best thing about these type of events is that I'm in this thing and we're all in there together as like a community, as like a culture, and you're sitting there and you're commenting, and then right after your comment, LL Cool J is commenting, and Puffy's commenting, and Bust is commenting, and Nas, and like the list goes on, and it's just like, bro, I was sitting in like my little studio just watching my iPad for almost 3 hours, like 9 to like 11:30. Yep. This shit was crazy.
It's like it's a digital concert, man, and you're just in there with all the celebs too.
It's super super dope. And honestly, bro, like the list goes on. Like there are so many producers that I would love to see do that, especially if you're keeping it to like 20 records, right? Which isn't like a huge amount, but like Static Selecta, Illmind. There's a few people that I think would be super dope. So I hope this is something that doesn't die when this Corona shit blows over, and we
kind of
get back to a normal way of life. You know what I mean?
For sure, man. But yo, plug the podcast, man. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to pick up the phone and holler at your boy for a minute. So go ahead, plug stuff on Stuck on Stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you. Stuck on Stuff. I do it with my homie Superstar Snuck. Find us, just search Stuck on Stuff on everything, and I am Stiz Grammy on everything, and my partner and Crime Superstar Stuck on everything. E, I love you, bro. I support the podcast. I support everything you do, bro. It's always been love from day one, and I appreciate it. You a real hip-hop head, and it's super refreshing to hear your views and opinions, so
yo, man, I appreciate you 100%, man. Once all this dies down, we're going to link back up again. We'll be in there, we'll record another ep, and you know how it goes, man. It's all love on this end, too.
In the words of
RZA. Yo, I saw a tweet today that was like, RZA was playing all these classics out of old Windows 98 speakers.
Yo, his sound at the beginning was a little rough. I saw another tweet that made me laugh, and it was like, yo, at one point, RZA stopped everything and was like, yo, man, I looked outside today and I saw butterflies flying around and they was like, bung, bung. Yo, this shit is hilarious, bro. It's a wild place.
Yo, Stiz Grimy, man. I appreciate you, bro, man. Everybody check out Stuck on Stuff. Go follow Stiz Grimy on Twitter, Instagram. He's a great follow, personal friend of mine. I appreciate you, bro.
You already know, Jeez. Have a good night.
All right, man. Peace. So we had Stiz Grimy on the episode. Let's call Easy Money back because Easy hit us up. We're going to talk to him. See if he picks up. He called me.
Yo,
Easy.
Let me call you right back. Can I call you right back?
Flexing on me. I got you. Yeah, hit me back.
Am I fucking up the rotation right now?
Nah, it's all gravy. We're going to play it live just like this.
I'm trying to watch this whole shit.
Yo.
And I gotta call my peoples for a login.
Hit me.
All right, I got you right back.
Peace. I can't wait to get Easy's perspective, man, because Easy actually got shouted out by DJ Premier, right at the beginning of the battle. He's like, yo, Easy Money. He shouted out Law Town a few times, man. You know what I mean? So shout out to Massachusetts for holding it down. Let's look at some of these songs that were played. As Stiz said, as the battle was going on, I was making a playlist, and I can't even tell you that I was judging. I wasn't judging. I wasn't keeping score. A lot of people were keeping score. I wasn't. I was chilling. I was sitting back watching my phone, just sitting there enjoying the moment. RZA started with Liquid Swords by GZA. And then DJ Premier goes into A Million and One Questions by Jay-Z. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucking crazy. Crazy. And RZA comes back with Bring the Pain. I mean, yo, that shit was dope, man. A lot of people went nuts when RZA dropped that Run joint by Ghostface and Jadakiss. A lot of people started going nuts in the chat. Surprisingly, in the chat, a lot of people was going RZA. A lot of people was going RZA. More than I thought, you know what I mean? I really thought that DJ Premier came in with a lot of personal favorites, maybe. And he didn't really, you know, he started with Hov. From there, he transitioned to Breaking the Rules by M.O.P. He dropped that Mathematics joint by Mos Def. He really, you know, I would say it kind of shifted a little bit once he dropped Big L, The Enemy with Fat Joe. And a lot of people, you know, started with the RIP Big L. A lot of big artists was out there saying how Big L was one of their personal favorites. So, but from there, I mean, RZA dropped, you know, Protect Your Neck. You know, Met the Man off the Woo joint, Motherless Child, Verbal Intercourse, Buck 50, Ice Cream. I mean, what are you gonna do? And this is me saying, this isn't me saying that RZA won. Just me as a Premier guy, I couldn't even sit there and be like, oh nah, Primo got that. I mean, RZA was dropping joints. So nah, man, it was a fun time. When Easy Calls is back, you know, we'll chime in back on the battle. Like Stiz said, you know, it's real dope that a lot of people are taking advantage of this situation and doing creative and positive stuff. You know, I tuned into the T-Pain and Lil Jon battle, and that was dope. You know, just, you know, T-Pain, you can call him the King of Hooks. That was dope. You know, Lil Jon got a lot of smashes too. So that was a fun one. You know, like I said, if I wanted to see any upcoming ones, I would definitely love to see a Static and Alchemist, you know, go head to head. Why not? I mean, just look at the catalog that Static got. You know, Bronson, Term, Currency, Millie's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Static really got just album after album with just, you know, heavy hitters on. You know what I mean? So, nah, man, I would love to see Static, you know, jump on one of these battles. But Static and Term, you know, to their defense, they recorded the whole album live. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, we just been blessed with content while we've been quarantined up. And it's been fun, man. It's been fun. So while we wait for Easy to give us a call back, we're gonna transition a little bit. And last weekend we had WrestleMania. In WrestleMania, I went into WrestleMania personally saying to myself, I am going to take out of this what I want. And actually, you know what, we're gonna pause that for a second, because Easy just gave us a thumbs up to hit him back. So we're gonna hit up Easy again.
Yo,
my guy.
I didn't forget you, brother. What's good? I was about to hit you right now. What's good?
So I'm personally flexing on the podcast because I'm calling somebody who got personally shouted out by DJ Premier in the battle last night. Salute to Easy Money, ST the Squad in the building. How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you posted a notepad where you were judging, you were keeping score, you was writing down the track list. Me personally, I chose to sit back and just enjoy as a fan. I was watching on my phone, Tell me how hyped you were for this battle, and how you approach going into it.
Put it this way, bro. If we were living normal lives, you know, no quarantine, this would be everything to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, you would pay to see this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I was saying that last night. I'm like, yo, the fact that we don't got to pay nothing to see this shit is... This shit is beautiful, bro.
Yep.
So I'm like, Pete Rock and Premier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Pete and Premier, you know. Bro, they get paid. They tour doing this shit.
Yep.
In front of large crowds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for us to get, like, to just be able to do this shit and get to see it, this shit is history, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know, the hip-hop is so crazy, man. Like, in general, bro, like, a lot of historic shit going on, man. Like, even with the whole quarantine thing. Like, you know, your man D-Nice is collecting bags. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a separate story. But, you know, to get back to this, you know, I do agree with everyone saying, you know, this is a cultural win. Because that is a fact. Just us being able to see it is a fucking win, a cultural victory, big time.
For sure.
However, when you call it a battle,
there's got to be a winner and loser. Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? And, yeah. And you know, the nature of hip hop is competitive, son. That's just how it is. You can't be selective with it, bro. Like, mm-hmm. You can't, man. Like, put it this way, though. Put it this way, E, right? You know, there was a lot of love. It's a beautiful thing to see the love and admiration you have for one another, you know, throughout the battle. You know, complimenting each other in the songs and you know, it's beautiful, dog. It's dope to see. Those are GOAT qualities. That's mm-hmm. why they're two GOATs, right? Because an honorable GOAT always makes for a better GOAT.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, that's a beautiful thing, but it's a battle. At the end of the day, it's a fucking battle, dog. And I treated it that way. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. It was beautiful, son. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, dog. I almost broke everything. I was wilding, bro. Like, I was really... It was literally hip-hop heaven, you know? But it's like, yo, at the same time, you know, like I say... You know, and it's like, if you want to do that, if you want to just enjoy it, that's cool. I'm not saying you got to treat it that way, too. But me, like... This era's getting too friendly, man. You know, and you can't pick and choose what you want to make competitive, because you know if me and you get on a record, you know, and with Nas and fucking, you know, Busta Rhymes, we all getting together on a record out of love.
Yeah.
You know, but what happens anyway? Oh, Nas bodied everybody.
Yeah.
That happens anyway, right?
Yeah,
everyone
yeah, for
says
sure.
that anyway, right?
For sure, yeah.
So it's like, why are you being selective with it?
So how did you have it ranked? Tell the people how you had it ranked.
Alright, so here's the deal. Let me pull up my score sheet, because I got you on the phone, but I got the laptop in front of me.
Not
with,
for sure.
With Twitter open. So give me a second. Give me one second.
My fault, bro. Nah, you good.
So let me pull up, because, you know, I tweeted my score sheet. It's in my phone, so I don't want to go through the shit now, but... Let's see. All right, here we go. So, I scored it. My final score was 20-17 in favor of Premier.
Okay.
The way I did it, there's a lot of draws in my shit. A lot of draws, man. You know, the way everyone judges it is based on different shit. You know, I judge it by the magnitude of the record. If they're two important records, I go by personal preference. You know, sometimes there's one where Biggie Smalls is my favorite rapper. My favorite producer is DJ Premier, dog. And I did not score one of their records for Premier.
Wow.
I think it was two. He played them all. He played the three of them. I think it was two draws and one loss for Premier. Yeah, and, you know, I'll get. I don't know if you want me to go, like, round by round. I'm just giving you, like, my thing.
Well, like, when Premier played Unbelievable off Ready to Die, RZA had just played Ice Cream. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at, you know, that's one of them that I look at and I would say, you know, Unbelievable is a great record. You know, Ice Cream is a historical record. You know, and so it's like I see your logic.
You know what I'm saying? But I scored that one a draw.
Okay.
Because now here's where it gets interesting. If you chose either side, I'm not going to argue with you. There are clear victories throughout the battle. There are clear victories throughout the battle, as far as rounds go. Off of both sides, there's clear rounds for RZA. There's clear rounds for Supreme. But some are just like, yo, I can't do this. And, you know, Ice Cream had a video. It was a single. It was a big single. But man, that Unbelievable, dog, like, it was life changing for me personally. And like my GOAT combo, man, Biggin' for me is the first one they did. So it was like, yo, like, how do I choose this?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna call this a draw. You know, and there was a couple times where I caught myself, and I had to be like, yo, I was kind of like favoring Prime a little bit, and I'm like, nah, you bugging E, that's a draw, or you bugging E, that's RZA's round.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? So I based it on a lot of, you know, like shit like that, like, yo, so when them niggas came out the gate. Liquid Swords, GZA, A Million and One Questions, Jay-Z, son.
I was just talking.
I was really gonna snap the laptop that I was watching the fucking battle on in half, son.
I was just talking to Stiz Grimey, and the thing that I told him was that a lot of people said like that. That Premier played a lot of personal favorites to start the battle, and I say, and for me, I always say, like, you know, it's crazy to think that. People think that when the first record he started was a Jay-Z joint, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, it's like, you know, how deep in his bag does he gotta go to drop a classic when the first joint he drops is with the greatest of all time? You know what I mean? So it's like,
well, there's a video too.
Exactly.
It's the GZA came with Liquid Swords on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Primo like, oh shit, you came with that. You can tell he didn't even want to play Jay-Z first.
Yeah.
So here
are the first six songs. So it was Liquid Swords, then A Million and One Questions. RZA comes back with Bring the Pain.
Yep.
Premier comes back with Breaking the Rules by M.O.P.
Yep.
RZA comes back with Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Premier comes back with Mathematics. At this point, I called. Round one, you know, and I say I wasn't judging, but I thought round one was a draw, and the next two rounds went to RZA. Then RZA drops Wu Gambino's, and then, you know, the shift kind of changed a little bit when Premier dropped The Enemy, because at that point a lot of big heads you came out with, you know, Big L's one of my favorites, R.I.P. Big L, and it started shifting from there. But then I felt like the chat room went nuts when RZA dropped when he dropped Run, and he played the Jadakiss verse too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like, you know, RZA really came out, you know, leading.
Yeah, well here's the thing, right? I disagree with the third round. So here's the deal. I scored the first round a draw, son. I was like, there's no way I'm choosing this one. There's no way. The second round is a clear victory for RZA. Clear.
Yeah, for sure.
M.O.P., shout out to Fame. That's my nigga. You know, you already know Fame is my nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, shout out to M.O.P., and I love that record. I love that beat just as much as I love Bring the Pain. But niggas know what it is, bro.
Bring the Pain wins.
You know what I'm saying? Maria, you know, RZA, you know, for me, that shit is banging. Don't get me wrong. That shit banging. He dug a little bit in the bag for that one, which is dope. But I feel like that was kind of like Primo going for the M.O.P. shit.
Okay, yeah, I feel you.
So Premier came back with the Mathematics joint, the Mos Def shit, and you know, here's the deal, man.
You know how I feel about Black on Both Sides. I feel like it don't get talked about enough as a certified classic.
That album is a classic, bro.
For sure.
Like, people like to call it an underground classic. I just say that shit is just a classic, period.
Yeah,
for
sure.
It is what it is. So, it's Mos and Prime. This is when Prem is running this shit. Mm-hmm. Right? This is what, 99?
Yeah.
Right, 99, I believe?
Yep.
So Prem is just, like, completely running this shit. And, you know, Maria's a fire record. Don't get me wrong. But I just felt like, you know, when they were both fire, I just went with, okay, which one of the one records, the single records, kind of, like, shook the shit a little more? And I felt like that was Mathematics, okay, in my opinion. So that I actually gave that round to Premier. And it's funny because, yo, my man Deadeye, shout out to Deadeye, Deadeye was like, yo, what if Primo, you know, goes with this one? And he had posted it on Twitter, and I'm like, nah, he ain't gonna play that shit. He got too many ahead of that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing that we spoke about was Premier is very unpredictable. Like, I'll send him my music, and I'll be like, yo, I'll have in my mind what's the most fire song on the whole EP or the album, and then I'll have my song or what I think my idea of the songs that I believe are not as good, right? And he'll always play some shit outside, like what I think less of.
Okay.
He just does that. Premier just, he just does that. So it's like, you know, he's very unpredictable. He likes to be, you know, he has his own mind, and he likes what he likes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So obviously that's going to apply in all aspects. The nigga's the fucking the greatest producer of all time, in my opinion. What the fuck is anyone going to tell him? You know what I'm saying? You can't coach the nigga. Like, I'm sure there was niggas telling him, you got to play this, you got to play this. He's like, nigga, I'm Premier. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is, you know what I mean? So, I felt like those first three rounds, I had it even after those three rounds, with the first being a draw, the second going to RZA, and the third going to Prem, and that was my reason for scoring. Those are my reasons for scoring it that way.
At what point did you almost put your head through a wall? Like, what was that? What was the point of the battle?
Oh, right on top, the first round. Nigga, I almost, yo, son, man, listen, man, I was about to crack that fucking, I was about to fucking get the laptop, the Sweet Chin Music kick, and just snap that shit in half, like, right off top. I couldn't believe, like, I'm like, damn, these niggas going with haymakers, off top. It's crazy. Which is beautiful, man. It's like, yo, okay, we came to play. And it's like, yo, we got so many fucking records, why not?
Yeah.
You feel me? So those three rounds, like I said, I had even. When it got to the fourth, it was Wu Gambino's. Right? Did you get to that yet? Oh, yeah, you did get to that, right?
Yeah, and I'm not even gonna go round for round. I just went like how it started. You know what I'm saying? But
okay, because you had. I think you went through the first five, right?
When yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I was just gonna respond to that, but it's all good. Whatever, wherever you want to go with it.
Yeah. So tell me how you felt when he dropped Big L, and then he went into Run with Jada and Ghost.
So here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. Shout out my man Term, my brother. Term used to live, you know, when he lived in Havel when we was young. This is 98. We were like 16 years old. I believe the enemy is 98. Is it 98, 99?
It was on the big.
I'm gonna check it right now. Hold up. Check it right now. 2000.
Okay.
2000. My fault. 2000. All right. But I think the 12-inch was going around before that, because this is from the big picture shit. So it was definitely before that, like 98, 99. Term had the record of the enemy. Right? The sentimental value of this record for me, for myself, and for Term. I could speak for Term because I was there with him. So we freestyled to this beat hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Literally. Hundreds of times, E. In his fucking basement, I said, yo, play the fucking Primo shit. I remember vividly, dog. There was three Primo records. We played the shit out of all of them, right? But there's three in particular that I scorched. Because, you know, Term had a vinyl. I don't collect vinyl. I'm Stacey's because I never had a record player. Yeah. I never bought one because, you know what I'm saying? I'm an all out nigga. If I'm gonna buy a record player, I'm gonna buy two tables, I'm gonna buy the whole setup, and I'm gonna be a DJ. And I just wasn't ready to do that. So Term had records, you feel me?
Yeah.
So we used to run. Actually, this four. Like, this one, the enemy. Now it's like, where's the 5-9 boom and Common, the Sixth Sense.
We used to burn those beats to a crisp, bro.
Wow.
Like, excessively play these records. Excessively. Like, it was like, yo, if anyone else would have been like, yo, that nigga's got to relax. You just turn the shit off, please. So, with that said, I couldn't give him that round.
Yeah.
It was Wu Gambino's, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
And that's what made this shit so crazy. And this is like, I'm such an objective person. Like, yo, let's keep it real, man. Most people are biased, bro.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Most people are biased. I'm just not that way, man. Because, like, you know, the spirit, it's just not the spirit of hip-hop, one. And then two, it's like, I know, like, Premier's a very hip-hop person. He wouldn't even want you to score it that way. I don't think he would want you to be biased either. Because you've seen it throughout the battle. He really appreciates, you know, the Wu-Tang contribution, what Riz has done. He's a hip-hop head.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I keep it real, son. Like, you know, sometimes you got to take your emotions out. And for that one, I had to remove my emotions and I had to be like, yo, Riz, I got that round. Now, here's where it gets very interesting. The Run joint comes on. And it's funny because I make a lot of my own playlists. And I make a lot of playlists by producer. That's usually how my playlists are. I make them by producer.
Yeah.
Right? So I tell myself, yo, I don't got a RZA playlist. I'm bugging. So the other day, I start making a RZA playlist, and I come across the Run record. And I'm like, damn, he might have to let this go Saturday. So I thought of it like 2 days prior. So when he dropped it, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, it's almost,
wow.
It's like watching a boxing fight and you say like, yo, if this guy hits him with the left uppercut, like it's gonna be a problem, you know what I mean?
Yep. So peep this, right? This is an interesting thing. I love that joint. Premier comes with MC Zack like they don't know.
Yeah.
Now 95, I want to say, right? I thought they don't know it was 95, I want to say. Another one that had a lot of, you know, like this is the thing, bro. Primo was at a disadvantage in the sense of the Wu-Tang records, a lot of them were his singles.
Yeah.
And they stuck to the script. Like, they wasn't trying to cross over. They just did.
Yeah.
And Prima's the same idea. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, in that era, you had a DJ Premier beat. You made it a single. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, when MCs Act Like They Don't Know came out, I remember very clearly. I was, what, 95? I was 13. And I think this is a particular era where I started paying attention to the liner notes. Who's producing what?
Okay.
Who made this beat? Who made that beat? What does this mean? What is produced by me? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is where I'm learning all this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the name DJ Premier has been ringing bells. You know what I mean?
For a long time.
So, yeah. So then this is like, okay, Premier, this motherfucker don't miss. So MCs Act Like They Don't Know was one of the early joints where my Premier stannery began. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know a lot of people felt like, you know, Run should have won, but I gave that one to Premier.
Okay.
And it's, you know why? Because I don't feel like Run was that much more significant than the KRS-One record. If we were talking Daytona 500, if we were talking Mother's Child, yes, in regards to Ghostface. You know, he let the Jadaverse go. That was marvelous. I love that. But for me, I went with Premier on this one.
Okay.
That was where, you know, the sentimental value kicked in. Because some of them were that close that I had to do it that way. That was the deciding factor.
And I always talk that music is such an emotional connection to the what the process was. And for me, like, I always say how when I was a kid, you know, the sacrifices I had to make just to get music were big, you know. So I had to save money, I had to get on the train, I had to go to downtown, go to Strawberries, make sure I had my CD player had batteries, and I'm bumping the joint all the way back and on my walk to school. So for me, a lot of these joints brought me back to a certain place, you know what I'm saying? So I could see.
Just like I explained with that KRS-One, just like that, I just told you about that.
Exactly. So, to me, these battles have been beautiful, you know what I'm saying, especially during these quarantine times. I was telling Stiz Grimy that I would love to see more producers do the same, and one of the ones that I would love to see would be like a Static versus Alchemist or something like that, you know what I mean? So, if you could do two producers, and Stiz threw out Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri with all their hits, if you could throw out two producers, who would be two of them that you would want to see go hit for hit or record for record?
Give me 1 second, bro. I'm about to start coughing. Like, I got the fucking rolling. Hold up, second.
Yeah, you're already.
I just took a sip of water. You know how this shit, you know, they say it went down the wrong side. Pardon me, bro. So, I actually tweeted this today. My pick would be The Alchemist versus Pete Rock.
Okay.
And so here's the deal. There's a lot of Alchemist versus Havoc. Alchemist versus Muggs, Pete Rock versus Q-Tip, and as amazing as all those would be, I'll pay to see any one of them. Trust me. My reasoning for the Alchemist and the Pete Rock, the way I tweeted it was quote unquote the dirt versus the soul.
Okay.
And it's a style clash, so it's like this, man. Like Premier has his signature sound, and so does the RZA. But this shit is all, like, dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. This for me is a more interesting matchup, and it's definitely more a more preference battle, because if you like the more soulful beats, you know, you go P-Rock. If you like the more dirty beats, you go Alchemist. But this is why. P-Rock and Alchemist are two guys, right, for the most part on Twitter, that do no wrong in regards to beats.
Yeah.
So it would be so interesting to see the reaction leading up to it and after. Yeah. So for instance, right, I just tweeted yesterday, niggas praised the RZA 360 days this year. When they announced a battle against Premier, everyone turned on him.
I was one of them. I was talking shit all week.
He got no chance. He got no chance. I said, yo, you niggas are wildin', yo.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, these people out here bugging the fuck out. Like, they don't remember what the fuck the RZA's done.
Yeah.
And you know what I talked today was very quiet? That goes to show you that a lot of people who thought he was gonna lose really feel like he won.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said to you, like, if you told me the RZA won, like you said, you know, you got the RZA, bro, I'm not gonna argue that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna argue nobody who tells me that. I will argue anyone saying one or the other got smoked, because it was very tight. Like, no one got smoked.
Yeah.
It's debatable, and it's like, that's where the culture wins comes in, where it's very debatable, and it's very divided, and you have trouble picking a winner, that's when it becomes a win for the culture.
Yeah, for sure.
But according to my sheet, you know, another thing I was trying to do is I was trying to avoid, like, when they go, yo, what's the score? Like, up until, like, halfway through the battle, I was one of the people, like, you know what, 7-8, 7-6. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I got to stop doing this, because I don't want to have that in the back of my mind and try to, like, score accordingly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because maybe, in subconsciously, I'm like, oh, Primo's down. Let me give him this round. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to keep it as neutral as possible. So, with that said, like, if you do Alchemist and Pete Rock, I would love to see that who gets turned on. Yeah. Oh my God, I got no chance. Oh my, yo, son, bro, like.
I think people learn a lesson though this time around. Though I think people, because I told you I was one of them. I told Stiz Grimy that if I met DJ Premier, I'd probably be starstruck. You know what I'm saying? That's how big of a fan of his I am. But you know, I know for myself, the next battle that comes out, I'm gonna appreciate both for, and I'm probably gonna do some more research and some more homework to see the catalog first before I even start talking. Cause I was talking reckless, yeah, saying, you know, Premier got this, it's a wrap, it's over, it's Premier over everybody. And then, you know, going into it, I'm like, damn, yo, I shame on me for sleeping on RZA the way I did.
To touch on this, right? This is the thing, right? Premier is my goat, right? This is the deal, right? I don't have a top five producers. I have a top seven. And the reason why I have a top seven is because I have the first three spots that are locked in. It goes Premier, Pete Rock, and Dre.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, right? And Pete Rock was at 3 up until last year because he's still putting out high level product right now. So I had to give him the nod over Dre recently. And this is me personally, so, you know. 1, 2, 3. Premier, Pete Rock, Dr. Dre. So 4, 5, 6, 7, I can't decide because I love the RZA. I love Eric Sermon. I love fucking Havoc. And then Alchemist, it was a top six until recently. I said, yo, Alchemist is just way too consistent. I got to include him. I must include him. It's got to be a top seven now. So that's, like, my top five is a top seven because I can't decide. And I don't have to. It's my life. I can do that if I want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when they be like, yo, you got to decide. No, I don't have to do shit, nigga. Like, relax. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as that goes, like, it's just, I forgot what the original point we was making here.
As far as future battles that you would want to see.
Yeah, oh, no. Okay. Now look at this, right? Right. Oh, I know what I was getting at. Premier is my goal, right? He's my number one. Right? RZA is in my top five, my top seven, I should say, right? So, normally, people who think that way, they'll be like, oh, Premier. They don't even want to hear the RZA shit. They just going with Primo. Now, another thing is with these battles, it's easy to look at the catalogs and say, Premier's going to smoke him because his bag is too deep. Right? It's easy to look at the catalogs like, yo, RZA ain't been hot since 98. Premier's still rocking in 2020. It's easy to look at them both and say, okay, that is true. Right? But when you're limited to 20 songs, all you had to have was a good three to five year run, and you got a chance.
Yeah. And the way RZA really stacked up the first couple of joints against Primo's personal favorites, you know, you start like when you weigh the song and the impact and all that, you're like, okay, like, you know, RZA got bangers, you know what I'm saying, for sure.
It's when you play what, it's sequencing.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? What you counter with? What you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way this shit works. If you're just comparing catalogs, bro, if they would have went 50 joints, it's a clear win for Primo because this shit is worth way too much.
Yeah.
Right? And some people might even debate that. Right? But in these particular battles, they're going 20 for 20, bro. These guys, they went like 28. So, it's like, you can't call that. That's why I'm talking to you. You got to stop sleeping on the RZA. Don't disrespect the RZA. Like, I was all over the internet. Yo, I'm Team Cream, but I'm not. See, like, y'all wildin' slandering the RZA like this.
Yeah, for sure.
So I would love to see Alchemist and Pete Rock, for one, being a fan of hip-hop and being a super-duper fan of both of them. But after seeing what the people did to the RZA, the disrespect, and how comfortably people were slandering the fucking RZA, how comfortably people were talking that crazy shit, I would love to see who they do that to between those two guys.
So easy. We're running out of time. Plug the last project. Plug your merch, man.
How we running out of time? This ain't your podcast, nigga.
It is, man. But I'm 48 minutes deep right now. I was trying to keep this to under 40.
You have another section on top?
Yeah, I had Stiz Grimy before you on.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay,
and
okay,
I still got to get to WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Word.
Which we saw on Zoom.
Yeah. So, yo, one thing I took from the battle is, real quickly, is like, the nigga really didn't play shadow boxing.
I know.
That was shocking.
Yeah.
The nigga Green didn't play full clip. That's almost unacceptable, though.
I mean, RZA didn't drop Cream till after the 20 joint.
That was his 21st song.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
I also think that he knew that. That's people that, yo, he said we can keep going.
Like, there's a point in the battle that people are like, yo, until we can keep going. So the RZA probably had that in mind and said, yo, either that or he lost count. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, but, and not for nothing, like, but I mean, said, but this is also a nice little thought process into what's my favorite RZA joint. It's probably not his favorite RZA joint, you know, regardless of the impact that it had on the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, this probably...
Yo, I'm going to tell you something right now. You fucking wildin'. You don't make Cream and not play Cream.
I'm not saying you don't play it, but I'm just saying that yeah, he should have played it in his top 20. That doesn't mean that Cream is his personal favorite to play. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I get that. But it was just such a monstrous record, you got to play it. It was like, for me, and not playing Masterfield.
Yeah,
which they played against each other, and I called that a draw.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, the only thing Primo can come at Cream or triumph with is Masterfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said to myself the whole time.
Yeah.
And I called that a draw. And then he counted triumph with Nas's Represent, and I gave it to RZA. And, you know, as much as I fucking love Represent, and I love Illmatic, I gave that round to the RZA. So, you know, I don't want to keep you. I know you got to go, but yeah. 20-17 in Cream's favor, and I scored a point on both sides to every draw. That's the way I scored.
So, easy, man.
It was a beautiful thing. It's hip-hop history. We got to witness it. I think at the end of the day, like, people just got to be more appreciative that we're getting to witness these fucking things. I feel like, you know, enjoy it, man. You know, I know we're all passionate, but some people just be wilding, man. Just fucking enjoy it and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like...
Sure.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, E, plug when I feel like, man, another fire project that you came out with.
Okay, yeah, word. When I feel like, the EP is out there, man. Produced entirely by Billy Loman. And then, you know, last year I dropped one because, you know, I haven't been on here in a minute. It's called 7 Grams, another 7-track EP. So check those out, man. You can stream those everywhere. You know, fuck with that hip hop shit, man. You know what we do around here. SC the Squad. Shout out the whole team, man. Shout out to Hip Hop. Shout out to Elliot too, man. What up?
And if you want that merch, man, go follow Easy on Instagram and Twitter at EasyMoneyST. You can cop merch. You can cop physicals, man. He gets them to you as quick as possible, man. So Easy. Thank you for always being for the culture. Thank you. I asked you for a few minutes and you gave me a whole 30 plus minutes,
yes,
man.
Sir.
So I appreciate your passion, man. And as always, man, just keep rocking, man. I always tell you, man, that I appreciate you as an MC and as a friend, man. So thank you.
Love, bro, love. Hip-hop for life, man.
You already. Peace.
One.
So I don't even know how we can get back to WrestleMania after that, but we're going to, quickly, because I want to get y'all out of here. I know it's a podcast. We can go 5 hours if we wanted to, but there's a structure to a show, man. That's how we do it. I chose to watch WrestleMania for what I wanted to, which was live programming that I did not have the results to. Right now we are watching... we're watching old games, we're listening to classic games and all this, man. We know the results of those, man. It's nice to go back to the feeling of when the Red Sox were in the playoffs, when the Celtics were winning championships or, you know, competing for championships. You know, when the Patriots, were in deep in playoff runs, man. It's nice to see that. But it's also nice to see things that you don't know what the outcome of it's gonna be. So I chose to watch WrestleMania for what I wanted to. Which was to see Brock. You know, I'm a big Brock guy. To see Charlotte versus Rhea. To see Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. You know, I really wanted to give this the attention that I felt that it deserved. I told my good friend Jimmy Stewart, while I was watching Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn, that it felt like an indie show. You heard all the chops. You heard all the trash talk. You heard the commentators, you know, really exaggerating and giving a feel to the show, with the exception of a few spots that I'm not going to mention. But I chose to enjoy the show because it's one thing that we're getting right now during this time that is organic. Some of them, yes, are predetermined or pre-taped. They're all predetermined, but they're still trying to put out a show while we're in a global crisis. So I appreciate WWE for giving me WrestleMania. You know, it's a show that I enjoyed. There were parts that I did not like, but under the circumstances, WrestleMania would have been different if the world was different. The world is not. So Edge and Randy Orton, yeah, didn't do it for me. Otis going over on Dolph Ziggler would have been, you know, amazing with a crowd behind it. The Firefly Funhouse match and the Boneyard match, they were movies. That's what they were gonna be. So as movies, I enjoyed them, you know, but I'm not gonna sit here and bash a show that wouldn't be like this if it wasn't for what we're going through right now. So, WWE is getting crushed right now because there was a positive COVID case, amongst a non in-ring talent, that I might have heard about before it broke. But at the end of the day, WWE is doing what it can do. They put the belt on, they put the Universal Championship on Braun Strowman. Looks like he's gonna start, feuding with Bray Wyatt. And, you know, they gave Drew McIntyre his moment, even though not the moment that I'm sure he would have or thought he was going to get when he won the Royal Rumble. So, let's see how quickly we can get, not how quickly. I am, one, fascinated to see how WWE is going to continue to put out product while still receiving the backlash that they're getting. And while the COVID crisis continues to escalate, I'm gonna, you know, really be interested to see what they do amidst these times. But for now, I'm going to choose to enjoy what they're giving me instead of complaining about what they're giving me. Big shout out to Austin Theory, former Evolved wrestler who got signed to NXT, met him a few times out in Melrose, when me and my boy O go out there to watch these live events. Really nice to see him on the WWE network, man. And shout out to Kevin Owens, you know, doing that bump off the WrestleMania sign. The John Morrison, Kofi Kingston, and Jimmy Uso triple threat ladder match. All I keep hearing from wrestlers is how hard it is to bump when you're not in front of people, and they are, you know, doing a ladder match while, in front of nobody, you know. So I enjoyed night one over night two. Night two wasn't my favorite. I really enjoyed night one. Overall, I think you could have done this in one night if you just cut out some of this fat, but I get it, man. I get you got to do what you got to do. So all in all, WWE did well for us. We'll see how the story is going to keep evolving, but, you know, WWE has a chance to be probably the first live show with fans given their weekly status once all this is over. So, yeah, I'm sure that they're going to keep building towards that show and, you know, do for us what they want to do, which is put out a product that we're going to enjoy. So I'm going to end on that, man. Shout out to Stiz Grimy for picking up and talking to us a bit. Shout out to Easy Money for really, you know, going deep into the battle, and his perspective on it. And then shout out to everybody who's been hitting me up, following the show. Hit me up on Twitter at Elliot from Boston. Hit me up on Instagram at Elliot from Boston. You can follow the podcast or subscribe on any major outlet that you listen to your podcast on. It's going to be there. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in. For your boy, it's episode 4, Elliot from Boston. We're out. I come with mad love and bless the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my steeds. You know my steeds. Through the way that I rap, and you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through world.